latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Monday's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that boss Rafa Benitez has warned Newcastle they've done nothing yet, despite opening up a five-point lead at the top of the Championship table. The Magpies head for Reading on Tuesday, knowing a third victory in 8 days against a promotion rival following wins at Brighton and Huddersfield would further enhance their title credentials. However, the Spaniard is refusing to take anything for granted. He said it was important for us because it was against the teams at the top, but still in 1 week everything changed for us, 1 week it can change. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can carry on winning games, but you have to be sure it will not be easy, and you have to be sure at the same time that we don't have overconfidence or complacency. And the former Liverpool chief went on to say, we have to be sure that every single player, every single member of staff, every single fan has the same feeling, that there is nothing won or done and that we have to carry on. Well, by contrast, the Royals lost back-to-back games away to the West Yorkshire outfit and Chris Hughton's men before Saturday's win over Wolves, and will hope for better fortunes this time around. In terms of team news, Benitez is confident that striker Dwight Gayle is over his hamstring injury. Gayle scored his 21st goal of the season as a substitute in Saturday's 3-1 win at Huddersfield, but Benitez will make a late assessment as he considers the relative merits of the former Crystal Palace forward, Daryl Murphy, Ayoz Perez and Johan Gufran. And Benitez has no fresh injury problems, with fullback Vernon Anita now back in the fold after playing the full 90 minutes at the John Smith Stadium. Only long-term absentees, Isaac Hayden, who has an ankle problem, and Rolando Ahrens are currently unavailable. Reading will assess Gareth McCleary ahead of the match. The winger did not feature in the squad for Saturday's win over Wolves because of knee and abdominal problems, which are being carefully managed. Romanian international Adrian Popa made his full debut at the weekend, so could retain his place in midfield, while Joey van der Berg and John Swift also started against Wolves.